Guys, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode of Arsenio's ESL podcast. And here I am today. Guys, there's a little bit of echo because I'm doing this in a different place, so I do apologize. But we're going to talk about a little bit of developing speaking, but also this will relate to the developing writing and, of course, writing, like IELTS writing. So for those of you who are taking IELTS, this is going to be very, very good in terms of the verbs, in terms of the guide that I have provided. Now, for those who are doing writing task one, now with writing task one, you have maps, you have processes, you have a line graph, you have a bar graph, you have a table chart, and of course, you have the pie graph. With these, you need to be able to explain in 150 words, and you're going to have to write it in a very short amount of time in terms of those 150 words pertaining to that specific thing. Now, of course, when I start getting into the bulk of IELTS, I'm going to explain this in more detail, but this is just a variety of different things, and especially with the blog online, of course, my website, thearseniobuckshow.com, you will be able to see a variety of different vocabulary words, tenses, phrases, collocations that you can use for your writing. So, here we go. Basically, you can speak about different things and numbers and proportions, right? So, even on the blog, I have a couple of things. I have a line graph, as a matter of fact, and I do have a bar chart on there. So for you guys, again, practice makes, I wouldn't say perfect, but it makes improvement. I want you guys to look at this and write down some sentences using the expressions above, which of course is on the blog, about the photos down below. So let me go over a couple of these, right? So useful words and expressions to talk about statistics. Yes, if you guys are given a statistical presentation where you have to give numbers and you have to give data, yes, doing and saying these types of things is excellent. But of course, you would not use this in everyday English. I will reiterate that. You will not use this in everyday English. All right? So we have numbers and proportions. So you can say a half, a third, a quarter, a fifth, a sixth. You never want to reiterate the same word and write down the same word. You want to use different synonyms to state different things about what could possibly be stated about information on one of these charts, right? So instead of saying 20%, you could say a fifth, right? 1 in 2, you know, 1 in 3, 1 in 5, 1 in 10. 5, 10, 15%, the majority, the minority. Now remember, anything over 51%, that is considered to be the majority. So always keep that in mind. Now, if there's something that you really can indicate, you know, whether or not it's above or below, you could just say, you know what, just over 800 million people had moved from the town into the city due to globalization, right? Or urbanization, whatever you might want to call it, okay? So if you're unsure about the number that you see on the graph and it's so close, you could say just under or just over, or you could even say approximately or roughly. All right, now twice, three, four, five times, as many as big as, these are other ways that you can state information. Slightly, meaning little. Considerably, of course, that could be a lot more. It could be more or fewer. You could also say a large amount, a considerable amount, a small amount, a considerable proportion of, and then you could add the countable noun. Now, if you're talking about something with the uncountable, you could say amount or quantity, okay? A large quantity of, all right, a large amount of, okay? So number and proportion go along with the countable nouns, and the uncountable nouns, you can, of course, conjoin that with amount and quantity. All right, so in comparison with, this is when you use comparative language. You normally would use this in bar charts. That's why I actually put a bar graph, whatever you want to call it. A bar chart. That's why I put a bar chart on my blog for you guys to write some of this down. I wrote something about a bar chart a very long time ago, about 2 years ago. And that information, of course, can be found on my blog somewhere. It's probably hidden in the archives. But again, I use comparative language, and that will get you to that 150 word mark before the time limit goes up. So again, this is something to consider. So again, when you're talking about trends, you use this with line graphs. So what's a trend? Rise, increase, grow, double, treble. Treble, of course, that would be three. Rocket. However, we don't say rocket, we say skyrocket. Or we could say sour. Now, when you're using something in a downward trend, you could say plummet, downward spiral, a plunge, a drop, decline, fall, decrease, half. Now, for something that stayed the same, you could say, well, obviously stay the same, change, level off, or even stabilize. All right, now fluctuate is something that goes up, down, up, down, up, down. So when you're talking about something like basically the temperatures all around the planet, I mean, it could go from 20 degrees to 25 to 23 to 27 to 20 to 21 and up, down, up, down, up, down. That's a fluctuation. Now, yes, you could say fluctuate, fluctuated, okay? You can use that in the past tense form. You can even use it in the noun form, fluctuation, okay? Now, if you're talking about something that had been rising or falling for whatever time limit that may have been, you could say, it's slowly increasing, or it's gradually increasing, or steadily. Okay? So again, it all depends if you're going to use it in an adjective form or an adverb form. A significant spike, a sharp increase, a dramatic increase, or dramatically increased with the ED at the end. Okay? Now, again, you can make significant into an adverb by adding the LY. So significant, sharp, dramatic, you could say significantly, sharply, and dramatically. So those are some words, guys. Please check out my blog. I want to see some of your sentences, of course, on my Instagram and everywhere that I post this. And I'm looking forward to a lot of your information. Again, this is a developing speaking part. I'm going to be getting into more over the next week. So stay tuned for more. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another ESL podcast. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, over and out.